Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. Good morning. It is April 13th and futures are down slightly as we're pulling back on gains from last week. Jason, talk to us. Are we in this low-end territory and should we expect higher by the end of the year?
I do believe the lows are in. I do believe the market will be higher from here, but I also firmly believe we're going to have pronounced volatility, all headline driven between now and then.
Okay.
I think it'd be foolish for people to think that this is a one and done negotiation. I'm hardly shocked that we didn't emerge with an agreement between Iran and the United States. This is the dance, and it's going to persist for a few more weeks. Now, if you think about this, Iran has to send the message over the next 2 weeks in terms of strength. But their money's literally going to be cut off. And at the same time, the U.S. has the midterm elections to contend with, and they have an economy that could turn south if energy prices persist at these levels. So both need an elegant off-ramp here.
Okay, so we are at this low-end territory. You think we're going higher, but you think this low-end area is going to stick for a while?
I think we're going to be sloshing around these levels, okay, at least for the next 2 weeks until we get clarity on what happens with the Straits. But our ultimate view is that we're highly confident the Straits will be open. Oil will abate, not to the levels it once was, but certainly lower than where it is right now. And that, at which point, the markets could leg higher.
Okay. Let's switch topics. It's corporate earnings season. What are you expecting to see?
Higher earnings.
Okay.
So we're expecting around 11-12% earnings growth this quarter. And for the full calendar year, nearly 15%.
Wow.
And you think about what's happened with the market. The multiples come down from 22, 23 times earnings to around, at its lows, 19 times earnings. We're now at 20 times earnings. And yet stock prices are basically, you know, where they are where we started the year, which obviously means that earnings have come up. And so in spite of the war narrative and the negative headlines, fundamentals are ruling the day. So we wouldn't be cavalier about entering here. We'd pick your spots, but we are confident that this war will be behind us, that oil prices will abate, although stay at a higher premium, that corporate earnings as a result of AI will continue to grind a bit higher.
Okay.
And for the long-term investor, I think it's a pretty decent entry point.
Got it. So corporate earnings can be the hero we need here.
Don't fear, corporate earnings are here.
Okay, great. Jason, thank you so much. To our listeners, we hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.